Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our afternoon markets here today, and we've got a complete wrap-up coming your way right after this.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 14th through 16th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler lawn. More. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com. Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 14th through 16th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler lawnmower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Well, mixed prices in a narrow range and holding across cattle futures today, given the lack of direction following the wild back-and-forth swings through the morning. Now, market volume has been light through the entire session, leaving very little additional direction likely to develop. However, firming feeder cattle through the afternoon could spark firmer prices at the end of the day. Now, hog futures remain under pressure in all but quietly traded April as the complex remained focused on weakening fundamental and technical factors. On the live cattle, light trade in a narrow price range seen today, with prices hovering between 17 cents lower and 15 cents higher through most of those contracts. The lack of overall direction following the wide price swings higher and lower earlier in the session seems to create some uncertainty as to where the market is headed toward the end of the week. Feeder cattle trade has wandered higher and lower throughout the day, with trade finishing mixed in a narrow range. The inability for traders to hold on to a position through the A day is more concerning to the trade than anything else at this point, as prices have gone from moderate losses to moderate to strong gains and then back to narrowly mixed prices. The hogs losses in the hog complex expanded throughout the day, with all but front month April futures trading lower. The grain prices lower and have not moved much over the afternoon, and trading was noticeably quieter than yesterday. Wheat prices remain lower with rain on the way to the Western Plains tomorrow. Soybeans feeling some bearish pressure from yesterday's 1.3% drop in Brazil's real. Outside markets fairly quiet. With now on those wheat markets, the trade was flat to about 4 cents lower across the three contracts today, and quiet trade following the lead of the row crops. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.